Ukrainian refugees being welcomed at this shelter in Tijuana. Olga arrived just this morning. After traveling more than 9,000 kilometers with her cat, Snips, she's now being looked after by Ukrainian-American volunteers who have assigned her a number. The number represents a spot in line to plead her case for refugee status to U.S. authorities. She tells us the whole experience feels surreal.
You feel happiness, and then you have another wave of emotions, like you're sad, you're reading all the time the news, so it's totally different reality right now, and it's hard to get to the point when you feel that happiness as you used to feel before. So it will take a while, of course.
Many here have been traveling for weeks. They arrive tired, hungry, and confused. Most don't speak Spanish or English and are relying entirely on help from volunteers.
First of all, they're all nervous because lots of them, they've never been in Mexico. They know that Tijuana is a dangerous place. So when they come in the airport, they're a little bit nervous. We're trying to keep calm them and tell them, relax, we will help you. How we can, we will help you.
There are also dozens of families here with young children. They spend much of their time listening carefully in case their numbers are called. Though many seem eager to cross the border into the United States, others tell us what they want is to go home.
I feel very tired, of course. I hope that soon I will come to Ukraine. I'm not gonna to stay in USA for long. I hope that in summer I can come back to my country, to my family, to my mother, my brothers, and all that left here.
More than 7,000 Ukrainians have arrived in Tijuana since the start of the war in February. Since Mexico has not imposed any restrictions on Ukrainian travelers, more are arriving every day.
Conditions may seem crowded at this refugee camp in the city of Tijuana, right on the border with the United States, but new arrivals have actually declined in recent days. Local authorities, however, tell us that the population here is likely to grow significantly in the coming weeks.
U.S. border officials are processing about 50 Ukrainian refugees every hour. While Ukrainians arriving in Tijuana only stay at the shelter for a few days, new arrivals are quick to take the place of those who leave. Though there's concern the sports complex being used to house refugees could soon overflow, state officials say a second shelter could quickly be made available if needed. Manuel Rapalo, Al Jazeera, Tijuana, Mexico.